The 2016 presidential race has been one for the history books in many ways. It's been a highly contested and competitive field. Candidates originally written off in the early part of the race are running impressive campaigns, and candidates with significant political pedigrees have already dropped out of the campaign. The demographics of the voters are also changing, and 2016 could see millennials play a decisive role.
Joining us to talk about the power of the young voting bloc is Kay Kawashima Ginsburg. She's the director of CIRCLE, the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts University. Kay, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, and good to be with you.
Well, millennials are the largest generational demographic in the country. What do we know about the concerns that they have about the nation and the political system?
Sure. We have to remember the millennials are the generation that graduated from high school and colleges in the midst of the most recent economic recession. So these are the people that did whatever they were told that they would do to secure a good life, and they found no jobs and no opportunity. So they have really expressed a lot of disappointment in establishment and the sense that the politics is corrupt, at least at the national level, and have really been showing a decline in the voter turnout of late.
So one thing that we hear about millennial voters is that they have voting potential, they have the power to sway elections, but that they don't vote. Is that true?
That's been a recent pattern. Since 2008, when young people participated in large number, they have shown a decline in turnout, and they have always turned out at a lower rate than older voters. But that's not new to millennials. That said, this year we are seeing a lot of enthusiasm, and when we looked at the data, looking at both how young demographics are turning out in different states and districts and how much they voted and how they differently vote in different contests, we're seeing a lot of potential in young people affecting the outcome of the general election. And if the primary and caucus participation so far is any indicator, young people are going to turn out at a pretty good rate this year.
So why haven't millennials voted in bigger numbers in the past?
Part of this has to do with the sense that young people's votes didn't matter. A lot of young people expressed this idea that my votes don't count and voting isn't a great way to change society. And instead, they're going to different methods of civic engagement, like community service, social entrepreneurship, and online engagement through things like crowdfunding and activism and organizing. Those things have been more and more possible with the advent of technology, and instead, young people are sort of checking out of the institutional politics.
Looking ahead, you say you think that we are going to see bigger engagement this election cycle. What's different about this election cycle?
There are a couple of things. The one is that the young Republicans in particular have been participating in record-shattering number in every state that we tracked so far. And that's a really big change. Usually the primary participation is really low. And, you know, we sort of accept that as a fact, and we hope that there's going to be more young people coming out in the general. But they have been really showing a lot of enthusiasm, both supporting certain candidates and also potentially coming out to vote against Donald Trump, because that's a candidate that really opposes some of the core values that millennials hold, such as embracing immigrants and embracing diversity and inclusion, even on the conservative young people. On the Democratic side, they are showing a huge enthusiasm for Senator Sanders and, you know, of course, some support for Hillary Clinton, and they're showing up in pretty large number. The second thing I'd mention is that the UCLA recently found in their college freshman survey that there is the highest level of intention to be engaged in activism among college students since 1960s. So there's a lot of energy around how young people, particularly students, can affect large societal change, and they seem to be coming up to the table to participate.
So it sounds like you're saying the changes that might be inducing millennials to vote in greater numbers this election cycle are ones that are going to stick around. They're not just particular to this election, because it is a pretty unique election cycle.
It is in some ways historic, and a lot of times the first experience of voting and experiencing campaigns can have a long-lasting impact, both how they associate with specific party and how they continue to participate. The younger you can engage people in electoral process, the more likely they will continue to participate. But also it is about developing loyalty for an idea or a party. If young people start to feel embraced by a particular party at young age, they're more likely to stay very loyal to that party for the rest of their life.
Now, Wisconsin is a state that you've identified as a place where millennials will have a lot of sway. Why do you see Wisconsin being a key state?
There are many reasons for that. So Wisconsin, the young people have really turned out at really high rate in the past presidential races. So that's a really huge factor to predict that they are more likely to come out once again in 2016. There's another factor in that Wisconsin's presidential race is really expected to be competitive this time around as well. And so when the races close, how young people vote can make a big difference in those few votes that really make that make or break a candidate's race. So traditionally speaking, young people have voted differently, namely more liberal than the older voters. So the way they can yield weight depends on, A, how much they come out to vote, and also how differently they vote from older voters. So those things really matter. In addition to that, there is a pretty large number of young people who are enrolled in college and universities. Colleges and universities are really a great place for civic and political learning, and it's not just for election, but particularly for election season, it is a really great potential for mobilizing and inspiring a large number of young people at the same time.
So sticking with
those things all matter.
Sticking with Wisconsin for the moment, are there any things that we can generalize about what millennial voters in Wisconsin are thinking and how they might vote?
You know, there's no indication that Wisconsin's young people were very different in terms of the priority than other states' young people. So far, you know, there's been a lot of support for candidates who can address some of the major issues that they care about, and namely, that is jobs and economy. Young people were the ones that were left behind in the recovery from economic recessions, and many young people, particularly youth of color, still suffer from that consequence. They got a later start in their career, later start in their life as adults. And so any candidate that can really listen to them and address those particular issues would be really winning some favor. Same goes for the college affordability and college debt issues. Wisconsin has one of the higher rates of college rates. So 63% of young people in Wisconsin have gone to college at least once. And that means there's a majority of young people who really need to care about the college debt and college affordability. So the more specific a solution candidates can come up with, the more likely they would understand them and try to support them as well.
As you look at states across the nation that do have the potential for high millennial turnout, do they have anything in common, any laws, for instance, on the books?
Sure. When we look at the laws in particular, the law with most support is the same-day registration. So that's a law that's been shown to have a positive impact across states and across different elections. Usually, there's about 3 to 4 point raise and the turnout among young people whenever the state has that law. And that is because it really cuts down on the burden of young people who has to go to do some business related to voting twice. Usually you have to go register and then go vote. In same-day registration rate state, you can do that all at once. So that's incredibly convenient. And Wisconsin is one of those states, and that, we believe, contributes to the high turnout.
And we've had a lot of primaries come and go already, including Super Tuesday. Do you have any numbers in for millennial turnout for primaries?
Sure. So we have quite a bit of numbers on that. What we are finding so far is that the millennials, like I said, have been turning out in large, large numbers for the Republican primaries and caucuses in record numbers, and they're really splitting the votes between three major candidates. That's Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Mark Rubio. So those three have been really battling for youth votes, I would say, and they haven't really backed out Donald Trump in the way the older voters have. The turnout has varied quite a bit across Super Tuesday states when we look at the whole youth electorate. So the highest rate that we recorded in the states where we could get the data was from Vermont, where 27% of young people came out to vote in their primary. And the lowest we saw was 13% in Tennessee. So there's quite a bit of range there. And the effect that young people have also ranges. In one state like Massachusetts, 18% of the voters that participate in the state primary was young, whereas in Tennessee, just 10% were. So there's different ways in which youth participation really affects how much of an influence young people have and also how decisively they vote for or against candidate. And that can also yield a lot of differences.
Kay, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's great to be with you.
Kay Kawashima Ginsburg is the director of CIRCLE, the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts University. I talked with her earlier today about the role millennials could end up playing in the upcoming election.
And you can stay on top of the 2016 election season at wisconsinvote.org. Lots of news and information about the election. You can discover everything you need to know about who's running for office, read candidate profiles, listen to archived interviews and news stories, even learn how to truth check campaign ads. And WisconsinVote.org can help you find your polling place, register, and view a sample ballot so you're ready to cast your vote. Again, that's WisconsinVote.org.